is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Margo. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that digital public infrastructure is a big requirement in itself, and the government is extending the digital facilities to all the villages. Interacting with philanthropist Bill Gates, Mr. Modi said technology can play a big role in agriculture, health and education. Mr. Modi said when he used to hear about the digital divide in the world, he decided that he would not let anything like that happen in India. On artificial intelligence, AI, Mr. Modi said, if we rely on AI out of laziness, then it is a wrong path. He added that if used as a magic tool, AI will perhaps lead to grave injustice. He said AI is such a good tool, but if it is given to someone without proper training, it is likely to be misused. The Prime Minister said people should have a competition with ChatGPT and strive to go ahead of AI. Mr. Modi suggested that there should be clear watermarks on AI-generated content so that nobody is misguided. On renewable energy, Mr. Modi said India is making rapid advancements in the sector. He said the nation wants to make advancements in green hydrogen. Mr. Modi said women are more open to adopting new technology in India. He said the Namo Drone Didi scheme is going on very successfully. He said the mindset has changed because now when he interacts with the Namo Drone Didis, they say that they did not know how to ride a bicycle, but they are now pilots and can fly drones. Talking about the G20 summit hosted by India, Mr. Modi said there were extensive discussions before the G20 summit and its proceedings took various turns. He said he believes that the world has now aligned with G20's core purpose and objectives, bringing them into the mainstream. During the interaction, the Prime Minister said that his government will allocate funds to scientists for local research in cervical cancer, and he wants to vaccinate all girls to protect them from it. Good Friday is being observed all over the world today, marking the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. On this day, Jesus Christ sacrificed his life out of love for everyone and while suffering for the sins of humanity. It is observed on the Friday before Easter Sunday that marks the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Prayers and masses have been organized in churches and chapels. It is also known as Holy Friday, Great Friday, Black Friday, and Easter Friday. On the occasion of Good Friday, people wish one another strength and happiness. The Easter celebration will begin on the following Sunday, on the 31st of March. Prime Minister Narendra Modi recalled the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the occasion of Good Friday today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Today, on Good Friday, we remember the profound sacrifice of Jesus Christ. He hopes that everyone will find strength in the lessons of compassion and forgiveness it teaches us." Jailed gangster-turned-politician Mukhtar Ansari died due to cardiac arrest at the Banda Medical College Hospital in Uttar Pradesh last night. He was admitted to the hospital earlier in the day after his condition allegedly deteriorated after he fainted inside the district jail where he was lodged. State DGP Prashant Kumar said that prohibitory orders under CRPC Section 144 have been imposed across the state following Ansari's death. As a precautionary measure, security has been tightened in Firozabad, Ghazipur, Mau, Varanasi and other districts of the eastern UP region. Police conducted a flag march in Firozabad. Russia has vetoed a UN resolution which ended the monitoring of United Nations sanctions against North Korea over its nuclear program. The move sparked the Western accusations, saying Russia is trying to protect its weapon purchases from North Korea for use in its war against Ukraine. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will lock horns with Kolkata Knight Riders at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.